The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we have a really cool topic that we're going to focus on. It's all about the manifesting, the law of attraction, and what November energy is bringing, because we have so much going on. We've had a couple of intense months through October and this first week of November, and that was really to help us sort out really to be truly honest with where we want to be in life. So that's what's happening here. Now we're going to focus on this interesting rare transit that Mercury is going to be crossing with the Sun. And, you know, like, well, what is that? Why is that such a big deal? Well, it won't happen for another several decades, but it happens on the 11th of November. That's a special day spiritually anyway. It's a very transformative day with all the ones. Okay, this is just numerology speaking. But the very next day on November 12, we go into a full moon of Taurus as well. We're going to focus a little bit more on the 11-11, or the 1-11, sorry. So that's three ones, but we're going to work with that Mercury. And why is this such an interesting time? Mercury goes in and out of retrograde several times a year. It is still in retrograde, but this interesting transit makes it a little bit different this time. And I want to share with you about how this is really going to help us. Now, why is it all about the thoughts and the communication? That's because that's what Mercury is all about. That's a communications focus with the energy. And we're going to be really tapping into that. So I thought, ooh, interesting topic, a little bit different. We don't usually see these very much. A lot of times I'm doing the full moon. Full moon is the very next day. I will tell you a little bit about that full moon. It will be in Taurus, coming out of that Scorpio energy, which is interesting, and it's a beautiful sign. We're going to be feeling a little bit more of that uplift after going through the heavy stuff in the last few weeks. So that's good. Of course, we always work with the angels. I work with the angels every day. So whenever I am talking about any of these topics, I always ask, what kind of guidance do you have for what we're talking about here? What could we do with this? I mean, how could we move into something more positively? How can we use this to help us grow, help us learn, help us heal? Help us release what we need to release. So that's what we do. It's all about the metaphysical aspects in life. I'm very much about the energy in everything. Energy healing is a lot of what we're talking about all the time, whether you know it or not. Energy is in everything. It's all of it. And if your thoughts have energy and what you're focusing on, and you're wondering why you keep manifesting things you may not want, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. So we have live streaming over on my YouTube channel. If you want to watch the video stream, we have live chat open over there. You can find that on my website, jenroyster.com. It's also my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. So hello to everyone joining us over there. Good morning to you. I see I'm starting to show up over there. We're also live streaming, video live streaming on Facebook with our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So you can check their page out. And for those listening to audio, welcome. Of course, traditional radio. We have been around for a while. So where is this going on? Now, November 11th, that's an 11-11 day, okay? That's an 11-11 day. We have thoughts. What are we going on with the thoughts? Why is this making it so different this time? So when we look at it, you can actually see this, by the way. It's going to be around 7:30-ish on the East Coast time. I wouldn't look straight into the sun, but you might be able to see. You can actually see it. It'll cross in front. You'll actually see Mercury crossing in front. If that's something you like to do and check out, you can do that. You also have, because it's currently in the retrograde with Scorpio, it deepens the energy here. It makes it a little bit more, okay? So now we have more of an intensity because Scorpio is deep. It goes in deep. This is going into communications inward here, okay? So when we look at this, when it's, this is like a rebirth, okay? If you had to rebirth something in your life, completely start something brand new, start something over, what would it be? This is a communication inward to think about what you have going on. And this is going to have a lot to raise the consciousness levels, make you more aware of where are you listening? Are you comprehending? Are you communicating clearly where you stand on something? It brings it home. This is bringing it home. This is bringing it to better communications. This is bringing us an opportunity to be better at all of that, to communicate, to be understood. I mean, how many times are you misunderstood? Think about that. I went through that before, and sometimes that's just so painful to be misunderstood. And then at the same time, well, why is that happening? There you go. Thoughts are manifesting here. Thoughts. Did I believe that I was being misunderstood all the time? I did at one time. I did. And when I started to look at that, and I started to look at what my thoughts were and how I'm focusing, totally different here. So right now, I want you to think about, what is it that you focus on? Do you focus on, let's put it this way, look at the words you're using. If you're in a place where you're not driving around and you can write something down, pen and paper or something like that, take some notes with this. Think about how you describe your status, your current status right now. What are the words that you use? I'm trying, it's so hard, or I'm doing really well, or things are looking at, you know, how are you describing your current status? Those words are powerful. Those words are your thoughts. Law of attraction and manifesting. And that gets so frustrating for people sometimes because it's not what you want. It's what you are. It's what you believe. And we've talked about that before. It's like, well, okay, this is what I want. How do I make that what I am? Believing it, completely believing it, and knowing that you're capable of it. So sometimes we're like, wow, I want to land that great job. And you can't seem to find it. Or it just keeps, you know, one thing after the other. What is that? Do you believe that you're worthy of it? You know, and then we think, well, yeah, I think so. It really goes deeper. It goes deep into the beliefs that are held in the subconscious as well, not just consciously what you're claiming. It's always good to start with affirmations. Affirmations are something that we do consciously, like I am happy, or I am not so happy, or I am unhappy. You know, all those words, anything behind the I am is kind of like you're claiming. However, it takes it to another step. We take it to another step here with thoughts. This is where this Mercury transit is going to help unconfuse some of the stuff that's been repetitive, some of the stuff in our lives that we just don't seem to understand or we can't quite figure out. This Mercury transit will help. And then we land into a full moon with Taurus, which, what is Taurus? that is all about the abundance. That's all about abundance in relationships, finance. Oh, yeah. So you've got this beautiful energy coming in with the Taurus, because we're going to clear it up. That's a full moon. So you're going to be working all this time. We've been working on what's been in the way, what's in the way. And then when we arrive at that November 12 full moon, now we have this beautiful energy. Now we have cleared out. Mercury's helping us, even though this is a retrograde. Mercury is helping us clear out this confusion. So ironically, even though it's about communications, and you know, you find that things, you know, here and there might or might not work. I mean, I've got that too with electronics. That happens with these energy things. I also saw where there was some major solar flares going on, and that seems to affect the magnetic field of things. And that can sometimes, it's a theory that I've been seeing, but they do research on that. And that Schumann resonance field was spiking, you know. So if you had all kinds of strange things going on, sometimes it just affects the magnetic field around electronics. But guess what? Us too. You have one around you too. So if you in the last week were really feeling maybe heavier, a little bit more, maybe down, maybe more stuck, maybe just, you know, things were just there, heavy, that you were processing, it might be why. But it's getting ready to lighten up. That's what I want you to hear. It's getting ready to lighten up. That's the good news. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit deeper with this, and we're going to start talking about how this Mercury transit right before this beautiful full moon coming in can help us with our thoughts and what we're manifesting. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Okay, we are back. I came back a little early, but that's okay. We're still here. That's what matters, right? Okay, what we want to do is let's look at how this Mercury transit is going to help us. Okay, first of all, Mercury's about communications. And when it goes across the sun, you know, it's kind of a reborn, rebirthing thing here. It wants to level up. It's going to level up. You know, the consciousness is raised. I said that before. And when messages start coming to you, there's going to be more frequency intensity to it. There, it's the messages come in more clearly. So if you feel like, I don't know. Now, this is your opportunity to tap into this. You can choose not to, but I highly recommend you work with this. So if you really want to learn about what Mercury is going to do for you, it's a planet of communication. Like we said, it wants us to be better at communicating. We want to be better communicators. We want to be listening. We want to be clearly speaking, things like that. But not just to others, not just to everyone around you, but within yourself, clearly communicating with yourself. Think about that. A lot of times those inner struggles are the most difficult with communication. This one's going to help because it wants you to listen to your body. What's your body trying to tell you? Has anybody had anything unusual in the last couple of weeks physically that, okay, that's odd. Why is that happening? Okay, you know you're medically okay, or you've already gotten it checked out because you're like, what is this? Why am I having all this? Are you listening to what the body's trying to tell you? Because your body has consciousness in all the cells. Mercury's wanting you to listen to this antenna of your spirit, your soul, because those are messages trying to tell you, hey, I need your attention. So, you know, something going on with a foot, a leg, a hand, or whatever, a shoulder, a neck. And I mean, we are not trying to replace medical. We're talking about the energy. You may still need to do something there with that. But what's the energy of this telling you? That's a message. You got to listen to that. Don't ignore it. Just don't cover it up with, you know, aspirin or something. Find out, okay, I got to deal with that. I need to fix this. However, it's not just fixing that physical. It's about listening to what the message was with that too. That's what most people miss. And unless they're working with energy, they don't think about that part. They just go, hey, you know, I got this problem. Let me go get it fixed. Let me get something for it. But they don't look at what the message was about. That's just as important. Mercury, this energy here is saying, you need to listen to that. It's important. There's a message in that for you. And the body is really just a response of our energy, of our soul, of our beliefs, of our thoughts. Okay? So if it's going into that, it really wants you to pay attention to that rhythm, that balance, okay? Balance. If any of you have been getting a lot of fours, that's a balancing thing. You know, you have the angels with you, but you also, there's balance with the fours, balance. If you're getting a lot of ones, you know, you're seeing the ones all the time, that's about a new beginning, something new. It's intensifying the more that are there. And now we're in a month with all of it right now, okay? I thought it was so interesting that it's moving across in front of the sun with all of the flares and all of the intensity coming from the sun in the last week or so. on the 11th of November. I thought, of course, that, you know, what else could happen? Now we go into the mind, okay? Now, this is also, this transit is about helping you to expand your mind, expand the capacity of what it can wrap its brain around. Think about it. Yes, it's going to help you expand it. If you feel stuck, confused, you know, you need space for this and that, there's going to be aha moments that come through. And I love that part. I like, oh, those aha moments. So it's not like you've got to try to force something and try to figure it out. Just go with it. Just go with it. The mind is more powerful than we give it credit. It's energy. All of that thought is energy. It is. So it's also going to say, it's also going to work with us on how we're believing. So guess what? You don't have to believe everything you think. That's one of the little keys right there. So you think something and it wasn't very positive. That doesn't mean you believe it and you can choose not to. Because your mind goes in so many directions, you know, I can't control it. I can't just think positive all the time. I hear that all the time. It's normal for all of us to do that. But if I have something like that go through my mind, and they'd happen, they happen. It'll happen. I acknowledge, I go, I see you coming across here trying to cause havoc here, but I'm not going to go that way. I just acknowledge it and say, you know, I heard you, but no, not doing that. I'm not buying that. We're not going that way. We're not going to think about that. Then the key, and it may be you have to completely change topics, subjects, go do something different to get your mind off of it. But whatever you need to do, it needs to be something that lightens you up and you're happy and you enjoy it. I mean, it could be simple. It could be just cleaning up a room if that's what you like to do. It could just be go out and do a little gardening or go sit and meditate or whatever it might be that works for you. Take a walk, whatever. You've got to divert, get your mind from what was taking you downhill onto something that lifts you and takes off that tension. That raises your frequency immediately. This is going to be important for manifesting. If you really are trying to work with your manifesting, that's what you're wanting to do. Now, this is how we use this energy, okay? It's a vibration. And so we're thinking, okay, how do I tap into this? And this is what we're talking about, because how are you talking to yourself? Are you giving yourself a chastisement? Are you, you know, punishing yourself when you have a negative thought? You don't want to do that. Just acknowledge it. Go, oh, you know what? That is one of those little fear things that I always think or fret about. But you know what? I see it, but I'm not going to let that be my focus. And I'm not going to get all bogged down with that. I'm going to get my mind off that. I'm going to think about something a little bit higher, more positive, and tweak it. I mean, put the effort in. If you put the effort in with this energy, it will come back to you the way you need. It might be a surprise the way it comes back to you, but it's going to be what you need. Okay, think about that. So on the 11th of November, when this happens, okay, you want to pay attention to your thoughts. Yep, pay attention. What's going on in there? Put some effort into managing the chaos in there. I know. You're like, oh, that's going to be... Everybody's mind does that. And if you just let it, energy is interesting, because in meditation, sometimes we have to let the energy and the thoughts just process out, because they're energy and they've got to go somewhere. It's energy that's got to go somewhere. So if that thought's happening, you acknowledge it and let it keep moving on. Okay. Just, it's like you see someone walking down the street. You're not that person. You saw them. And they just keep going. You saw it. You thought of them. You see them. You acknowledge them. And then they keep going. Have you ever just passed people on the street and you know, you're not connected to that? This is a really good analogy for this, okay? Because this is the biggest thing that trips people up. They get these crazy thoughts that just start upsetting you and causing the anxiety. wave to it. Hey, how you doing? And keep going, right? You're passing them on the street. Let it keep going. And another one will come. And at first, when you start practicing this, there's a lot of them because they have to spend out. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff running amok in there, right? But you've got to give it somewhere, give it an acknowledgement, move on. That sometimes all it wants is just being acknowledged. It's those parts of us that need the love, the fear, those parts of us that we don't acknowledge and honor that usually are bringing all this up. I know, but see, this can really help with manifesting. So if you notice something that wasn't positive or helping you or causing more anxiety, that's where you go, okay, let me switch this to something else. And you may find that there's this sentence that goes in over and over in your head. What can you do to reword it, to turn it from a negative to a positive? This is you putting intention and energy to counter it. It makes a huge difference. Don't let uncontrollable thoughts that are just all over the place ruin your happiness. Don't let them get in the way of what you're trying to manifest. On this day, you're going to be paying attention to what have I got going on? So you'll just say, okay, if you have a negative thought, reframe it. If it's a, I don't like how I feel, then change it. Take the don't out. I like how I feel because I'm going to do something right now to make myself feel better. Did you hear that? It's not that hard. You just have to put some effort into it. Honestly, you really do. So this is one of the things that we talk about. So let me go over and see how everybody's doing over here in chat. I see all kinds of chats. Good morning to everyone. We got Shadana, Judy, Journey to Becoming Me, Kelly, Beth, hi. Let's see, Journey to Becoming Me, dream last night. I was using restroom, and I went to stand up and 50% of spine was removed. I was freaking out. There was no blood, no wound. Whoa. This was a dream. Okay. Well, you know what your spine is. That's your structure. That's what holds everything together. That's like your structure. That's the bones of the building. Think about a building and you have the frame, the structure. If it's a sturdy frame, it's holding it, the building up. Half of it's gone because you're changing it. It sounds to me like you are completely changing it. And so if it's missing, those parts of the structure are going away because you're going to rebuild and strengthen the structure. I don't see that as a negative dream at all. I think that's pretty cool. And see, Judy's seeing a lot of 11s and 4s. 1144. Mm-hmm. Okay. New beginnings. And one of them is you're going to be more balanced in this new beginning. You're going to approach it more balanced. For example, say you're trying to start a new project. And yeah, that's a good one. Ooh, say you're starting a new project and then you have a way you used to do it was maybe you would work and work and work too long hours, or you wouldn't take the breaks, or you weren't balancing personal time or break time or rest time with how much effort you were putting into something. It was either all or nothing. That's not balanced. You're going to have a new beginning. And you already are in it, Judy. It's what I really feel. But it's going to be balanced. You're going to approach it differently. So you're looking for, okay, I'm going to go on this new venture of whatever it is you're in a new beginning about. And how could I do that more balanced than the way I would have done it in the past? That's what those numbers are screaming that I'm hearing. But that's my take on it. So, of course, everybody has something different. But that's what I'm thinking. Absolutely. The journey. Yeah, she's talking about the spine thing, and it's absolutely, this is a major message energetically. The spine. Yeah. And you're right. Quick fixes. She's talking about quick fixes don't work anymore. And sometimes we will have pain in different parts of our body and then it goes away like it was never there. I've had that as an energy healer. Oh my goodness. I've had that happen to me. I mean, I make sure I'm okay, you know, but sometimes it can really scare the bejeewies out of you because you're like, what is happening to me? And as soon as whenever I have something now, it might need something physical, but to be tended to. But honestly, when I started approaching things, and this is the truth, this is me speaking from my experience, from the last, I'm going to say 15, 16 years that I really was serious about this, I went and approached it energy-wise, energy healing-wise. And then if there was still something to deal with that was already there physically, okay. And the more I started doing that, the less there is to deal with physically. It doesn't happen. I've never been healthier in my life. And I really believe it's because I make energy part of the healthcare and it's most important to me. That's what I do. Okay, I'm not trying to tell you to do that. I'm just sharing my experience with that. But I really believe in energy work because as an empathic person, which is how I pick up and do readings for people, I can feel that. I'm connecting. I'm feeling that. And I don't know if any of you have noticed that that got more intense in the last week. So this communication is like, wait a minute. I was learning where, wow, I am really picking up some stuff here. And I had to process that off. And that was about 8 days ago. It was really crazy. It was just something I was hearing through a third party about someone and that they were concerned about a loved one. And I completely took on this craziness. And I went, well, you know, I know what that is, but goodness. And I had to realize the connection, my intuitive connection is stronger. It's coming in a lot clearer. And areas that you may not have thought you were absorbing or processing or picking up, you are now. So you might feel that. You might feel that sometimes. You'll feel like, whoa, it's just so much more intense. And I thought I was pretty good at not doing this. No, your awareness is waking up. This communication here that Mercury's doing is it is pulling away all of the blinders, all the earplugs, everything that was keeping it under the radar and you just really weren't paying attention to. You notice more now. That's not a bad thing. It's more acclimating and adjusting to it. So that doesn't mean it's bad. It means you're going to be more aware, a lot more aware. I mean, when we're raising a frequency up, we're moving and ascending as a soul. The more you grow, the more aware you are. That's awareness, consciousness and awareness. I mean, we hear those words all the time. And that's what that is. And there's adjustments as you take big leaps. This is going to be a pretty good one because switching your thoughts to higher vibrational thinking is a very good thing. If you have to use an affirmation, if you have to just keep saying, no, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm good. Do that, start with that, but then change it up. Just mix it up a little bit. Don't be so preoccupied that you're overanalyzing everything going on. Like when she's talking about the spine missing, half of the spine missing, that one, yeah, that's an intense dream getting your attention. Absolutely. It's a lot. I was like, oh my goodness. And then you have all of these things that, okay, half of it's missing. What's missing is the parts that needed to go away. Because that's just an energy diagram in your dream. It's an energy. It's a thought energy. It's like, whoa, okay, my structure, my foundation. So she's going to be working, it sounds like, on building a stronger, supportive foundation for her life. Because a spine, that's you personally. That's your inner foundation, your inner strength and your inner support. Do you support yourself? Why is that? That just came out. Judy's talking about the numbers. She had the numbers. She's saying that makes sense as things are changing for me in the workplace. I've been feeling the need to start changing the way I used to handle things and already started to feel better. Exactly. So see, you're getting validation from the universe. Yes, that's the way, that's the track, that's the guidance that we're recommending to you, your angels. That is exactly what that is. So I love that. I love that as a message for you. So the other part of the Mercury transit is opening up to a brand new reality of how things are going to be for us. Can you think about that for a moment? Can you do that? Can you actually think, is there really a new reality that I could be a part of? Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You can. And that's what this is doing. So you really want to pay attention to everything going on around you a little bit more. And one of the ways you can practice that, if you like nature, I mean, I love nature. So that was one of the ways that spirit taught me to really connect and listen, was working with the spirit guides in nature that way, you know, whether it was an animal, a number, or, you know. Because when you look at a tree, you see a tree and branches. You don't see the roots that go underneath. You don't see that trees hold wisdom and can actually communicate. I know. I've had that happen a few times, and it's a really beautiful experience. You don't realize that. Okay, a random grasshopper's jumping in your lap. Why is that? Messages. And some people go, oh, that's silly. That's just coincidence. I don't think so. I think synchronicities are amazing. I think that the more I do this, the more they make sense. The more I pay attention to, okay, that was unexpected. What does that mean? Okay, let me look into that. That was different. It's something that really catches your eye. And catches you like that, like the numbers. And then all of a sudden you have something different pop up. Pay attention to what that could mean for you, because the universe, and you know, if you're working with your angels and you're working on changing and you're working with spiritual awakening, you're hungry for a direction, right? You're hungry for what next? What do I do? Well, one of the biggest things is patience and listening, and that's how Mercury's helping us. It's going to help us pay attention, listen, and not miss the little things that are actually big moments in life. It will help line us up to where we're now more open. We've expanded that mind. We've expanded our awareness to pay attention to our surroundings, listen to our bodies. Really take note, and then we have that Taurus full moon coming in on the next day. It's a beautiful bounty of energy coming in right in the middle of the month. Absolutely. I absolutely love it. Let's see how we're going. You've got angel bumps, angel goosies. That's awesome. Leveling up. Palms were pulsating the whole time you were explaining the spine. Ah. Those are, see, okay, if your palms were pulsating, that's energy. It's letting you know it's an energy, okay? Rub them together. Have you ever done that to wake the chakras up in your hands? Rub them together to get them going. Actually place them on your heart, like put them on like your solar plexus and your heart chakra, and just let them sit there. Don't try to make something happen. See if you get anything that way. I think you might, because of the spine being an interesting message for you. We also have relaxing meditations. Hi there. I'm practicing changing the frequency amount of times I think of something, altering the harmonics of matter, people, and applying the element of love to create a desired result. That's great. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. There's a lot here, guys. There's a lot of positives in what the Mercury, this opportunity is going to be Monday. It's coming up. It's only in a few days, but you can start working on it. Start getting excited about the potential, because everybody has this opportunity. It's not privy to certain people. You have to choose to participate, and I'm going to, and absolutely see what it brings you. I'm going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back. We're going to wrap it up. This is our final segment of the show. We've been talking about this Mercury transit that's going to happen on November 11th. Great opportunities to expand your awareness, your consciousness, your communications, being a better communicator with yourself, listening to the messages that you do receive. Most of the time, that's part of the thing. We're just missing all the messages. They will be coming in much more magnified. It'll be easier to spot them. Put that intention that you want to catch on to that. And I just quickly want to go over quickly, the very next day is a full moon in Taurus, which is a beautiful full moon. And just to let you know, that always brings, this is a great full moon, guys. Some of them can be, but after all the hard work, all the stuff we've been through in the last October and first week here in November, this brings abundant, expansive energy. It's very rewarding for all the hard work you've done. So that's something to look forward to on the very next day. Work with that Mercury transit on the 11th. And then right behind it, we have this beautiful gift of expansive Taurus full moon. And it comes in and it's just blessings and it's beautiful. It's I don't even know how to keep going with that. It's going to just feel abundant. It's going to feel expansive. It's going to feel like there's love just wrapping you up. That's going to be a great full moon. A lot of times we're releasing and letting go with full moon, and you're releasing all the pain and you're letting all the love in with this one. Everybody could use a little abundance somewhere in their life, whether it's in love, if it's self-love, if it's we're working on our finances. It's okay to be spiritual and have finance. Okay. It's okay to have, you know, that gets so confusing for people because money is really an exchange of energy. That's another form of exchange of energy. So think about it that way. But, you know, if you have an abundant mindset and you have something that lifts you and excites you and raises your frequency, brings that joy back in, makes you smile, that's where you want to go if the thoughts start taking you south. I mean, if it starts going a bit down, not so positive, don't let it just sit there and fester. That's the biggest thing I want you to take away from this. Don't waste any time changing that up. Don't waste any time moving into something that does lift you. And it might be changing the subject, changing location, like get in the car and go somewhere, whatever it might be. You might need to just get your mind off doing something completely different. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not trying to avoid, but once you can see something coming in that is a thought that you don't want to manifest in your life, you want to change it and you go, okay, nope, that's not what I want. I don't want to be thinking about that. That causes me anxiety and I get all worried about everything. Don't give it any, don't waste time on that. Just immediately move it to something else. And then once you can start to do that more, it becomes easier when the thoughts come up that you don't want to just go, I see you, but you're going to just keep on going. I acknowledge you, but we're not doing it that way this time. We're going to move on and we're going to do it different. Because you just need to start practicing replacing the thought with something that you do want. It doesn't have to be literal. Like, for example, if you just raise the frequency, it might not be literally what you want. Like, say you're trying to grow a beautiful garden, and maybe you're having some problems with some of the plants. Where's all the focus? Is it all on what's wrong with the plant? Do what you can to help the plant, but put the focus on how beautiful and abundant and everything else is in the garden. A lot of times it is so much easier for us because for some reason, it's just easier for us to go for that one thing that's not right when everything else is great. That's the key. Switch the thoughts over to everything else that is going well. Everything else that is happening. Do that. That's what you want to do. You want to go, okay, there's that one little glitch, but then all the rest of this is just great. How can you do that with things that you have in your life? How can you do that? It's just so much there. Taurus, when that moon comes in, that also brings in the strength, stability, okay? Focus. I know if you felt like your focus was off, that will help when that one comes in. That will help. Self-assured, you know, self-confidence. Taurus is a very sturdy, strong, steady, moving. Doesn't want to necessarily rush through something, but it's sturdy and stable. It gets it done. Stays with it. It's an energy that stays with the task. So that's going to be good, okay? So for all of you that are in the Angel Retreat. Before we are running out of time here, if you're in the Angel Retreat membership, we have a Zoom call today at 1 o'clock. We're going to go over a little bit more about the manifesting in detail. We're going to talk. If you have questions, put them out there, bring them to the call about what we can do a little bit more in depth for you. So that's what we're doing today. That's in 1 hour at 1 o'clock Eastern. So you guys can check your membership for how to get into the Zoom call. We'll be doing that. Next week, we will be here on Thursday. We will be taking holiday for Thanksgiving. So, but most people are, you know, so, you know, I know you'll forgive me for that, right? So when I look over, I'm seeing, Beth is saying that she said a grasshopper just saved the most beautiful yellow grasshopper from being hit in the parking lot. Oh, well, what's the grasshopper got for you, right? Grasshoppers, they jump into action. They dive right in. Have you ever thought about that? They just jump right in. It's a take action animal energy with that one. It's a take action. So I thought that was kind of cool. I saw that at the last minute. I wanted to throw that in there. And you are welcome, Journey to Becoming Me. She's saying thank you. Thank you, everyone that shows up for the show. I want you to know that each and every one of you mean a lot to me. I appreciate the support. I appreciate that you show up, and we have a great crowd that shows up pretty regular. Don't get frustrated with this manifesting thing here, guys. It's easier than we make it be. We just have to switch focusing on that one little issue that isn't going well to something that is. And if you keep appreciating with that gratitude on the things that are going well, that brings more of that to be thankful for. It brings more experiences in. So instead of trying to make it specific, like, okay, I want to bring in exactly this, make sure you're being thankful for anything and everything. Start that way. Because as it starts to build momentum and bring in more, it just works. And then you'll be practicing on a regular basis. And it'll become easier, and you'll strengthen those spiritual skills. These are gifts of spirit to work with manifesting and energy like that. And as you practice that, it becomes easier to switch it and to change it and to just shut those out where they won't, you know, do anything like that and bother you. So this is all good. We have great opportunity coming. On November 11th, remember, November 11th, Mercury goes into a transit across from the front of the sun. And you could see that if you want to. Probably might want to look it up online to watch that instead of looking at the sun. But it is bringing opportunity for us to be better communicators. Bottom line, better communicators. And I know that all of us could use that. I mean, if you were trying to hear or understand or trying to get your message across, what could we do different in how we're delivering it? Think about that. And then on the listening, make sure you're listening. A lot of times people just aren't listening. I mean, think about it. Do you even read the emails that are sent to you? Or do you just skim through? We get going so fast and so busy in life that we're just missing so much. This Mercury transit is going to help you pick up the little nuances that you were walking right by. You're going to be more aware of the messages and the information coming in. You're going to start to find some clarity. It's really worth your effort to put some intention into working with the energy. And then guess what? That Taurus moon is right behind it on the next day. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I just want to say thank you to you. I really do. I feel a lot of gratitude just kind of washing over me right now. And I just want to share that with you. I'm sending all of you a big burst of support and love. And I hope you will take it and pass it on to another that needs it. Because I have a lot of gratitude that you are inspired to work on you and to spiritually grow and be a better version of you. I mean, we're always working to be a better version of ourselves. I mean, that's part of the journey while we're here. So I want to say thank you to you, my gratitude to you. That's it, guys. We will be here next week. I'll see everyone in the Angel Retreat in 1 hour for the Zoom call. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.